Listener Production.
Hello, Alicia McFarlane with your news briefing. Thousands have gathered in Adelaide today to witness the historic passing of a state voice to Parliament. South Australia is the first jurisdiction to set up an Indigenous voice. The state's Attorney General, Kiam Ma, hopes it sets an example for the rest of the country.
What we've done today will change this state for the better, and I believe what we've done today has the potential to change Australia, because the nation will watch us reshape the way Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal South Australians work together towards common goals.
It comes ahead of the referendum to enshrine a federal body in the Constitution. The New South Wales Labor Party has begun work after its victory in the state election. The state's new Premier, Chris Minns, has met for a leadership meeting today. He's praised outgoing Premier Dominic Perrottet, who's stepping down as leader of the Liberal Party.
I think he held himself very well in this election campaign, and despite the fact that he lost and we won, I don't think this political campaign diminished him at all.
A hiker has died in Queensland after falling around 40 metres onto rocks at Mount Biwa yesterday. Paramedics attempted to revive the woman, believed to be in her 20s, but she died at the scene. The incident was one of three mountain rescues carried out across the state this weekend. At least 26 people have died in the US after a tornado ripped through parts of Mississippi and Alabama. The disaster has reduced homes to rubble. Search and rescue efforts continue while a state of emergency remains in Mississippi. To sport, the Bombers have claimed a 28-point win over the Suns, with midfielder Cole Langford a standout, booting a career-best 5 goals. The AFL Integrity Unit has been called in to investigate allegations of racism in last night's St Kilda and Bulldogs clash. It's alleged a Saints fan was hurling racist comments towards Dogs forward Jamara Ugle-Hagan. The league says racism is never okay. And in the NBA, the Nets coach doesn't think Aussie star Ben Simmons will play again this season due to ongoing back issues.